朋友们大家好，欢迎来到今天的可可英语校园英语口语频道，很高兴又与您通过网络见面了。那么在今天的节目当中呢， Max 要给大家分享的三个习惯用语呢，都是以 soft 这个词为主的。 soft S-O-F-G 这个词它的中文意思呢是软的。我们现在开始呢，来给大家介绍今天的第一个习惯用语 soft soap。那么 soap 我们知道呢，是用来洗澡或者是洗衣服的肥皂。那么 soft soap 这个习惯用语，它的意思呢是奉承或者是过分的恭维某人。那么 soft soap 大概是指奉承的话跟肥皂水一样滑溜吧。美国呢，以前有不少逐家逐户上门推销货物的推销员，现在呢由于种种原因已经没有那么多了，但还是存在。下面呢我们来听一个美国人的讲话，他是在警告他的邻居不要上那个推销人寿保险人的当。他说 Don't listen to this guy. He is full of soft soap about what a great bargain he's selling. But if you read the policy carefully and compare costs, you can see that it is not really worth the price. 别听那家伙的话，他把他推销的东西吹得超级合算，但是你要是仔细看看他的保险条例，再比比价格的话，你就可以看出这个价钱是不值的。 Don't listen to this guy. He is full of soft soap about what a great bargain he is selling. But if you read the policy carefully and compare costs, you can see that it is not really worth the price.那么在这句话当中呢， soft soap 指的就是推销人员的这种过分的奉承或者是过分恭维的话。那么我们今天要讲的第二个习惯用语呢是 soft pedal。 pedal P-E-D-A-L 指的是踏板，就像钢琴下面的踏板或者是缝纫机自行车下面的踏板。那么 soft pedal 意思是呢，不强调你正在说的事情，就是我们通常所说的低调处理。那么下面例句里讲话的人呢，说的是电视采访一位大学篮球队的教练的情况。这个篮球队的实力很强，很有希望赢得全国的冠军。那么我们听听这个人呢是怎么来说的。 This coach tried to soft pedal his team's chance to win the title. He said he has very tough opponents to play. His best player is hurt and so on and so on. But from everything I hear,He really ought to have the number one team in the whole country. 这位教练说自己的球队获得全国冠军的机会并不大。他说他的对手实力很强，他最好的球员受了伤等等等等。但是从我听到的种种消息，他的球队实在是全国数一数二的。那么这句话当中呢，就是 soft pedal， 就是不强调你正在说的事情，就是我们说的很低调的意思。 This coachTried to soft pedal his team's chance to win the title. He said he has very tough opponents to play. His best player is hurt, and so on and so on. But from everything I hear, he really ought to have the number one team in the whole country. 那么来看我们今天的第三个 soft touch. Touch 这个词呢，最普遍的意思呢是身体的某个部分，或者是一般是用手指去触摸某一样东西。那么 soft touch 指的就是一个很容易被某人说服去做某事的人。那么来看这样一个例句 Freddy, why don't you tell our friend Bill you are in trouble with people you owe and ask him to loan you the money? He has a good heart and he is a soft touch for people in a tight spot. He knowsYou will pay him back as soon as you can.
你要不跟我们的朋友比尔说，你因为欠债处境有点困难，问他借点钱。他心地很好，听到有人困难，他很愿意帮忙的。他也知道你会尽快把钱还他的。那么在这句话当中呢 ，soft touch 指的就是很容易被某人说服去做某事的人。那么在这里呢 ，Max 提醒大家注意，在这句话当中呢，还有一个词组 to be in a tight spot。tight 我们知道呢是很紧的意思 ，spot 在这里指的是一个地方。那么在很紧的地方就是不动了，没有说话的余地，那也就是处境困难了。那么这句话当中 ，he is in a soft touch for people in a tight spot， 表示的意思呢是他对处境困难的人呢很乐意的帮忙。
Freddy, why don't you tell our friend Bill you are in trouble with people you owe and ask him to loan you the money? He has a good heart and he is a soft touch for people in a tight spot. He knows you will pay him as back as soon as you can. 好了，我们今天的节目呢到此就要结束了，我们下期节目再会，拜拜。